Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Tivoli System Management Solutions for Cognos on Linux on System Z. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn more about Tivoli System Management Solutions for Cognos 8 BI Solutions on Linux on System Z. The speakers for today's presentation are Rocky McMahon, Software Performance Analyst, IBM Software Group, and Ann Jackson, Cognos on System Z Development, IBM Software Group. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our first speaker, Rocky McMahon. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Peter. Good morning, good afternoon. So what we're going to talk about today is managing your BI environment just as you manage your business. And I'm going to go into a little bit of background of how Ann and I came together with a solution to monitoring Cognos software with IBM Tivoli software. So as Peter announced, I'm a software performance analyst in Tivoli, and Ann is in research and development in information management on the Cognos side. So we were trying to, on the Tivoli side, trying to find hardware to do some benchmarks on Linux for System Z, and had trouble finding hardware to do some benchmarks, so we had heard that Cognos and Ann's group had a Z10 available. So after a couple meetings and a couple talks, we worked out a deal where Cognos would allow my group to do benchmarks on their platform if in return we could show how to use Tivoli to monitor Cognos. So this exercise came about actually, as an accident. In us trying to solve one problem, we ended up solving two. So we're going to go through how we can go about managing your environment using IBM Tivoli monitoring products. And I'm going to first introduce Ann Jackson from Solutions Development and Cognos, and she's going to start the talk and then turn it back over to me. Okay, Ann.
Thank you, Rocky. So, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. And I appreciate you all joining the call. As Rocky indicated, our joint project wasn't one of these pre-thought, preconceived, go through all the channels of IBM originally. We actually had a problem or a challenge that we were struggling, and I'm sure it's very similar to the one that you all are facing in your own organizations. Our small team of people had recently implemented in IBM, and we were basically implementing Linux servers very, very quickly to support the development of Cognos to do performance testing. We had multiple organizations that we had to support, and we were finding that the server, trying to manage to the servers, understanding the performance, was becoming a challenge. And so Rocky's request came in really handy in terms of how we could help each other. So I'd like to step you all through what we learned and trying to answer also our customers' requirements in terms of how to manage Cognos. And Tivoli was the perfect answer. So slide 2 is our standard disclaimer. You know, both Rocky and I do come out of our development organizations, and just in case we slip, all the presentation that you're going to see is the products are all generally available today, but just in case we go into uncharted waters, we'll catch ourselves and be aware that we have our standard, you know, there's no commitment on anything we slip on, but we'll try and catch ourselves. So slide 3. Just a little bit of background in terms of how we were struggling within the Cognos organization is we were preparing for an announcement on cloud computing. And we found it that with the cloud computing, with some of the requirements of cloud computing, managing BI became really, really important. Just as an introduction to cloud, I know that cloud can have different meanings to different people. We think of it as a consumption model where it's on a demand basis with very rapid ability to respond to a user request for a new service or even to join an existing service. He has no idea about how things are implemented. Hopefully there's a very, very short lead time in which he can be able to adopt usage and be enrolled. So there are some inherent attributes in order to provide very good service to this community of users in the cloud environment. And you see them here on your slide, where we're talking about being able to have a menu of what are the services that he may access in terms of a service catalog. He understands pricing and metering, or at least the IT organization offering the service has that capability. We can scale up and down to handle any number of users, and we can deliver that service very quickly in terms of the provisioning. Typically, these requirements lead into a virtualization in order to be cost-effective for the organization that chooses to offer these cloud services. Underlying all this is the fact that you've got to be able to be very, very service-oriented and be able to manage these services in order to meet your commitments. There's a URL here for you to learn more about cloud computing. If you go to the next slide, where we see the cloud computing fitting in with the SystemZ, you see the concerns of IT organizations in terms of the security, the performance, availability. How do I, you know, deal with it in terms of my in-house organization? And it's very, very high in terms of how these issues are inherent to inhibiting, or how will you solve them, encouraging the growth of cloud computing. But the key thing is that cloud computing should make more cost-effective use of your resources and your people with the appropriate tools. And this is from an IDC study in 2008. We believe that SystemZ is the best platform in terms of providing the security and the virtualization, the availability. Most of you who have SystemZ are probably very, very familiar with these characteristics. Moving to the next slide, slide 4, I'd like to give you a little bit of background of BI. I think some of these characteristics will apply to your other applications, but perhaps not to the degree of business intelligence. Within business intelligence, you can have what I call canned applications or truly ad hoc applications. The canned applications themselves, what I call predefined reports, even within those reports that are predefined, you may have a widely varying usage pattern in terms of system requirements. A given report, you know, evaluating the product movement or crimes, depending upon what city, what state, what season you're in, you know, it can have many different CPU characteristics because it's highly data dependent, and the more data you have, the more CPU cycles you may need to process that data. So we don't necessarily have static, well-tuned, predictable response times and predictable usage patterns for most business intelligence applications. Compounding that, when the IT organization is successfully delivering business intelligence to the business community, we find that it has a very rapid growth. And it can really have a significant pattern change within a few months. We're not talking about being able necessarily to predict from within a budget year or even to buy within a budget year to handle the demands of business intelligence. We often find that business intelligence, when it's successful, it uses all the resources you can throw at it and even more. So it's really important that IT have the tools to manage to that demand and be able to report upon that demand. And IT will need to work with the BI Center of Competency in order to deliver that service and be able to work, communicate it within IT as well as to the business, how well they're delivering the service. Going to the next slide, slide 5. Today's business intelligence infrastructure typically has many, many components. We're talking about web servers, application servers, security servers, the databases, the data sources themselves. You have a lot of moving parts within each service, not the least of which is the operating system. And somehow you've got to get all that cranking together to provide an overall cohesive solution. And that can be a real challenge, as I'm sure many of you have thought about, in terms of not only your business intelligence applications, but also of your entire application infrastructure. Going to the next slide, just to give you a little bit of background on Cognos 8 architecture, regardless of whether you're running Cognos 8 on the Linux for System Z, or whether you're running it on distributed Windows and Unix servers, it has a multi-tier architecture. The entry point is the HTTP server, which has the Cognos gateway at the presentation level. Then at the application tier, we have what's known as report servers. They do the heavy lifting, most of the report processing. And then we also have the content manager. The content manager is my metadata manager. It also is my security manager. And all the users will also interact with the content manager. There's a lot of cross-chatter between my application tier components, in that the report servers will talk to each other, possibly even to handle a single request. There's always interaction with the content manager, as I said. Then at the data tier, I'm going to have many servers, one or more, likely multiple, because of my data sources. We're talking in today's world about most organizations having heterogeneous data sources. It could be DB2, it could be Oracle, it could be Sybase, it can be SQL Server. The BI applications need to probably get out to one or more servers, perhaps even in a single report request. Then we have our content store, which has the metadata contents, as I said before, in terms of the report definitions, who can access the system, and so on. And this interacts against with my security and my LDAP servers. So you can see in terms of server components, I can easily have at least 4 to 5 to 7 servers or more if I'm implementing some type of failover capability. And that's usually a minimum number in terms of the distributed space. In terms of 64-bit mode, you may decide to collapse some of the servers, but the point is there's a lot of components. Moving to the next slide, slide 7. This is actually a real-world example of a production environment. And you can see, and it is on System Z, but think of each of the green components as being either a virtual server or a physical server. On System Z, it is a virtual server. It's running Linux under CVM, and we have the cross ties. We've implemented some high availability failover features. We're going out to the many, many blue data sources on the right, and then they've got their firewalls. So you can see that there are many components that we've got to manage in real life. Going to the next slide, slide 8. Within Cognos itself, we have very good administration capability within Cognos about Cognos. We can set up alerts, and that's what I have in terms of the green, yellow, and we don't have any reds, thank goodness, But in terms of things, are we available? Are we meeting our service levels and so on? But that's all within Cognos. There's other information that can be presented as well in the bottom half of the screen. This is using Cognos to report upon the service of Cognos, because it maintains statistics about itself if you turn on the auditing and the logging. So it's got very good information about how it manages itself. But notice there's no tie-in to what's happening from a system perspective. No CPU usage information is available. And that is something that the Cognos organizations have always wanted. They'd really like to say, how can I combine my own internal tools with how Cognos is using the system, whether there's system capacity available for me. And if I run into a problem in Cognos, is it because it's within Cognos itself, or is it because perhaps I don't have enough resources? And so to answer that challenge, we thought about using Tivoli to help us gain that insight. And Rocky's request to our team was really, really timely in helping us to manage our environment better as well as to provide better insight to Cognos. Moving to the next slide, slide 9, I'll turn this back over to Rocky.
Great. Thank you, Ann. Nice. Ann's right. The timing was perfect for both of our organizations. And it was just really a small group that put this together. So looking at slide 9, what we want, as Ann mentioned, is a new alternative to Cognos monitoring of BI. So this is how we came into the picture with Tivoli monitoring, that we can provide Cognos 8 monitoring with Tivoli with an integrated view of the many components of their BI solution and their associated utilization and service times. And the way we went about doing this is, you know, not just doing away with Cognos' existing administration console and how they do monitoring, but to integrate it in with IBM Tivoli monitoring, including the portal server, and then the monitoring agents for DOS, middleware, and the different database systems. We also incorporated the Tivoli data warehouse, as well as the Tivoli common reporting. One thing I want to mention here is we're talking about doing this solution, monitoring solution, on System Z. And as you know, Cognos runs across many platforms, all the platforms, not just Z. And IBM Tivoli Monitoring also can monitor across the variety of platforms, not just System Z. So I want to point that out up front. So going on to slide 10, with the addition of IBM Tivoli monitoring solution, the management scope can now be extended to the enterprise system, the applications and the database levels, and include associated BI service utilization and service times, which is important to, as Ann mentioned, we hear that from a lot of the BI customers. So from a single pane of glass, an IT management system, database, and BI administrators have access to usage data and extensive list of key performance indicators for their BI environment. These indicators, you know, include CPU, memory, I/O, network, and any kind of memory utilization and response times. So going on to slide 11, the administrators have access to a health check, dashboards, and they can quickly react to user issues and resolve system and application problems, as well as review historical usage and performance data so they can proactively fine-tune and deliver like a high-quality, uninterrupted BI service solution. So that's what we're talking about here is the value to the business, not only the customer scenarios, but being able to do, as we mentioned, a health check, problem determination, and historical reporting. So going on to slide 12, just as I mentioned, the health check enables real-time monitoring of the BI infrastructure so the administrators can identify potential issues before they affect the BI service. So what I'm going to do in the next set of slides is just show various screenshots and functionality from the integrated IBM Cognos Tivoli solution. These scenarios will include a health check, a system health check monitoring, sort of a problem determination and resolution solution, as well as historical data usage to plan, for your capacity planning. Okay, going to slide 13. So here we're seeing a view of the Tivoli Enterprise portal, one of the basic workspaces. What we're showing here on the right, you'll see, is we're starting with the Omegamon XE for ZVM agent view, which is showing the overall ZVM utilization of our LPAR in this case. And we've tailored the views for the guest machines underneath this ZVM LPAR that are hosting the Cognos environment, which is really neat. This is one of my favorite agents of all the ITM and Omegamons. So you can see at a glance, you can spot any potential overall CPU or memory guest machine issues. So it's a nice quick view of how is my ZVM environment doing, and then how are the individual Linux guests underneath that ZVM performing and behaving. So right here we're seeing a real-time view of the system usage. You'll notice on the left, that's the navigator logical view. With the navigator logical view and with the TET workspace here, it gives anyone the ability to easily build custom views and be able to deploy the environments by line of business, for example. We use an example called ABC Financials. I'm not sure if you can see that on the left navigator screen. It's a little small font, but we made up our own business called ABC Financials. And then the nice thing about what ITM gives you, IBM Tivoli Monitoring, I'm bad about using acronyms, is that it allows for alerting, which I'll talk about a little bit later. And you can see the alerts propagate throughout the navigator tree, and it will show you an icon status that says, you know, this is a high alert or a medium alert or not a warning, for example. So going on to slide, I'm on 13. So going to slide 14. Here what we're showing is an operations view, an IT operations view of our business. So since a large Cognos A deployment could potentially, you know, provide BI services to several customers and lines of business, a customized logical view can easily be created with the TEPS, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, to assist in managing a specific customer BI service. So then leveraging what we call the Tivoli Situation Event Console, which you're seeing over there on the right, and the navigational tree status icons over on the left, the operations staff can monitor for any system or application threshold exceptions and proactively address them prior to customer issues or worst case, a service outage. So as I mentioned over on the right, you're seeing the situation console, which provides eventing capabilities as monitor thresholds are exceeded. So, if you created a situation to say, show me when my memory usage goes above, 90% of my capacity, then I can set an alert to let me know, and that's where it would show up in the situation event console. So operators can view details of the events and take defined actions, whatever that action may be. It may be run book procedures or execute particular system commands. Whatever it may be, the TEP, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, allows the operator to take some kind of action to resolve the problem before it becomes critical. So on the bottom of this screen, we see additional views that provide overall agent monitoring status. Here you'll see in the left bottom corner, you know, is our agents online or offline? What's the status of our particular agents in our enterprise for the Cognos system? And then on the right, you see a monitoring message logs of the activities for the entire Tivoli monitoring environment. So here we're seeing a problem that we've got a little high CPU issue. So we need to investigate this, the high CPU needs investigation. You know, it may or may not be a problem since we're running on System Z here, and we know that System Z can perform well even with, you know, a constant very high CPU utilization. Okay, so going on to slide 15. Here we're looking at what we're calling the Cognos Administration Traditional View. This is our Cognos Administrator console, and we're just showing how it can be easily integrated into the ITM environment to provide a single BI service management center. So this particular view we're looking at here is a result of us navigating to the scoreboard in the Cognos Administration console. So the IT operators notifies the console administrator that alerts are occurring in his or her Cognos environment for high CPU and the application server errors. So the Cognos administrator checks the administration console, and it looks like Cognos appears to be running fine from within Cognos. But is it really? So he or she has just been provided all these new tools, right, from Tivoli. So to help him or her manage the environment, they decide to review the system performance, not just looking at it from a Cognos perspective, but let's look at what's going on our system. So the one thing the Cognos administrative console lacks here that ITM sort of provides for us is a couple things. A system-wide resource usage, for example, such as CPU utilization, the inability to see and compare different components and systems in Cognos in a single view, and it's really missing some key performance indicators, such as how is our operating system or our database behaving. So I'm not saying that Cognos is lacking or being negative to Cognos. It's just something that we believe that Tivoli provides a little bit better for you. Okay? Going on to slide 16. Here we're seeing our threshold and alerts. So on the right, as I mentioned earlier, in our situation event console, you know, we've got some critical alerts popping up there. We need to check something out. Something's going wrong. Even though it didn't show up in our Cognos Administrator console, we see that there's a problem on this machine. So the high CPU needs to be investigated. And as I mentioned before, you know, it may or may not be a problem since we're on System Z, because of the way System Z handles high CPU utilization, it may not be an issue at all, but we need to check it out and investigate. So going on to slide 17, what we're showing here is a simple custom line of business dashboard is what we've called it. This was something that, you know, we created for ABC Financials, and it's really simple to do. This is something that me and my colleagues and Anne, we're not, you know, I mean, we're engineers and technical people, but you know, this is not anything difficult whatsoever. So I really think anyone can create this view and give a simple dashboard view of the utilization across all the Cognos components for our ABC Financials line of business. Here, the application servers are potentially degrading our overall Cognos performance, and it needs attention. We can see that. Note the green and yellow and the red areas of our circular gauge. We thought these would be nice to draw attention, you know, to our administrators, that there's possible action needs to be taken. And as I mentioned, these are easily tailored and easily done. We just thought these were kind of needed and would get the attention of our administrator. So jumping to slide 18, so now we're in our problem determination and resolution mode. So this enables our BI administrator to quickly and easily identify what's broken and needs to be fixed within the overall BI infrastructure. So that's what we're going to show next. So going on to chart 19, what we're seeing here is what we call our application report server overview. So as many of you may know, the application report server is a component of Cognos 8, and what we've done is just created workspaces to show those particular areas of concern. So you can see on the bottom, across the bottom, those are individual guest IDs on our ZVML PAR. You can see the SVL. We can tell where this machine is by that name. That's in Silicon Valley. And we see that the two panels at the bottom on the left is showing our CP utilizations of two individual guests. And then the two on the right on the bottom are showing our memory usage of those individual guests. So I really like this screen. It's able to show us, you know, not just the individual machines, but an overall view of what makes up the application report server. So top two views show the overall CPU and memory utilization for the specific application report servers. It shows no memory or I/O wait issues and shows primarily high CPU on the system. That's really what we're getting here from our key performance indicators. And as I mentioned, the lower views show the CPU and memory statistics for the Cognos processes on those two particular guest IDs. Again, the memory utilization across both the systems for the Cognos processes is consistent. But one thing we are seeing is the Java processes on both systems seems to be the highest contributor to our high CPU usage on the machine. The CPU is not being used to manage constrained system resources. It is being consumed by the Cognos Java processing. So far, our analysis is the high CPU may be impacting our Cognos throughput and performance, as no other system resources are bottlenecked at this time, at least from what we can see. But the Cognos Java processing is very high. So let's look at our response time to determine whether Cognos service is being impacted by the high CPU. So switching to slide 20, we see here on the right that our average response time has been steadily increasing over time. And that's usually a good measure of service, you know, response time, obviously. And this is automatically captured by the agents in real time. What's the nice capability of ITM? And note the average response time has been significantly higher for a long interval and fewer requests are getting completed. So what can we do? Switching to slide 21. This is one of the most powerful features, I think, with the TEP and the ITM Tivoli monitoring, is that we can take some action to solve this problem before it impacts our customers any further than it already has, and we can catch it, you know, early. And, you know, we may not be able to solve the underlying problem at this time, but we want to get we want to get that response time back down and solve the problem so it doesn't affect our lines of business. So the key performance indicators for the system infrastructure show no stress other than the CPU. And since no specific Cognos processes was attributed to the higher system CPU issue, it's pretty evident that the system simply needs more CPU capability for the given workload. Now, just because we think it needs more CPU now, or we know it needs more CPU now, we're trying to solve a problem in real time so that we don't affect our line of business. You know, after the fact, there may be some kind of, you know, cause and analysis, why did this happen? But we want to take action and solve our problem now. So here we've drilled down to the specific application reporter server for the Linux OS agent. You'll see that as SVLCOT3. And then we right-click on the icon and select Take Action. And then from the Take Action screen, note the series of commands or scripts to bring online an additional defined virtual CPU for this specific system. Now, one thing I want to talk about here is, you know, you have to assume that you've got the virtual CPUs to bring online, and that adding CPUs this dynamically or ad hoc like this is something probably of a, I think, is unique to System Z and maybe kind of a technology preview for some of you. And in this case, we were running SLES 10, and SLES 11 or a fix to SLES 10 may be needed to get this to work consistently. So another thing is this may take a minute or two, you know, to come online, but you will see this CPU, this extra virtual CPU come online after taking this action. Okay, so going on to slide 22. Now we see in our system overview, all of a sudden we have a new virtual CPU online. We went from three CPUs to, we went from two to three. And now we have a new virtual CPU that is online. So basically just refresh this workspace and we'll see the additional virtual CPU online come online, and we'll see the column to the left in the second upper right pane is the aggregate view of our CPUs. And you'll see that value actually drop now that we've brought online another CPU. And we'll see the system load average should decline fairly quick within the next collection interval, within the next minute. We'll see this CPU being brought online and the overall load of the system average drop. So going to slide 23. Now we see in our how we can verify our problem resolution. We see that the CPU is back in the yellow now. We were heavily in the red. And notice the application report server 2 off to the right also needs more CPU, and we can add that as well. But the main thing we want to see is the response time is gradually lowering as our CPU is added to both the report servers, and the complete rates are rising. So this is the key indicator for us to let us know it looks like we've resolved our problem by bringing on these virtual CPUs. So we can show either of these workspaces, again, to verify the problem resolution. You know, the high CPU event is closed or will be removed from the situation event console, and CPU utilization on this particular guest ID will be lower than previously reported by exceeding the threshold in the event. Okay. So jumping in now to the historical reporting, now that the current alert has quickly been resolved, one should assess whether this occurrence is the exception, like this was something that just happened as an anomaly, or is this something that we're seeing a trend, or this is happening a lot over time, and maybe we're going to have to make a permanent change. So with the historical reporting, it allows the IT and the BI administrator to quickly analyze the past system activity and decide if this is something we need to change permanently. So going to slide 25, what we're looking at here is a historical reporting over a long period of time. This is a nice feature of ITM and the Tivoli Data Warehouse. So historical reporting over a long period of time may be done with the Cognos BI accessing the Tivoli Data Warehouse. These reports may be developed, you know, by your own BI staff, or you may wish to consider using what we're showing here. This is the Tivoli Common Reporting feature. And here is just a simple TCR report. Note the red, green, yellow averages utilization by day and hour. And within seconds, you know, anyone can assess whether high CPU should be evaluated as a general concern or was this just an exception. So going to slide 26, just to summarize. So integrating with Cognos and Tivoli was able to provide us a nice customized console, an IT console for our BI service delivery using both products. And it provided, I think, one of the most powerful pieces is a single shared source of usage indicators for our administrators. What are those, whether those are system administrators, database administrators, or BI administrators. They get to go to one single place to see all of the usage of the key performance indicators. And then finally, we see that the integrated Cognos and Tivoli provides us real-time as well as historical system usage, plus the powerful capability of alerting folks that a problem is occurring, as well as allowing them to take action to resolve the problem and manage capacity requirements. Okay, Peter, I'm going to turn it back to you so that we can do our questionnaire.
Thank you very much. And now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have that question and answer session with our presenters. Your feedback is important to us. We do appreciate the time you take to answer our questions today. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making a selection. Our first question to our callers. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. Or if it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment. Our second question, regarding the level of technical information presented in this teleconference, if it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. For our third question, when does your company plan to deploy a BI solution? If you have already implemented, press star 1. Within the next 6 months, press star 2. Between 6 and 12 months, press star 3. Or longer than 12 months or no plans at this time, press star 4. Question 4, which metric is of highest interest to you? Key performance indicators such as CPU, memory, I/O, and network information. Please press star 1. Real-time view of system usage with threshold and alerts. Please press star 2. Historical usage trend reports with threshold and alerts. Press star 3. Or single source of usage data access for IT system administrators, DBA, and BI administrators. Press star 4. And for our final question today, we hope you have enjoyed our teleconference. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding our products discussed today. If yes, please press star 1. If no information is desired at this time, please press star 2. That does conclude our electronic survey. Thank you for participating. Let's move on to your questions. To ask a question at this time, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. At this time, I'll turn the conference to our speakers while we wait for any questions. We do have a question from Peter Smith with IBM.
Yes, I was wondering if you could comment on how this dashboard may be different and how the usage and troubleshooting might be different in a distributed environment versus a centralized Z environment.
Well, basically, I think what you're going to see is the way you would customize these views in a distributed environment versus a Z environment would be you wouldn't even know the difference. So the underlying agents basically are the same technology. So creating views like we're seeing here for the lines of business would be the exact same steps to do on the distributed environment as one would do on the Z environment. Did that answer your question?
Sure, thank you.
One additional comment. What is different is the actions that you can take. I encourage you to check with your, if you're not on the System Z, Novell +10 release, that you check with your operating system supplier to ensure that the action that we chose to take, which is to add virtual CPU, that can be done.
Good point, Ann. Thank you.
Once again, for any other questions or comments at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Let's now hear from Mark Julian with IBM.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the presentation. It was, I thought it was very good.
Thanks, Mark.
Question I had was relative to the Tivoli monitoring for Cognos 8. Is that a separately purchased agent that goes along with Tivoli monitoring?
No, that's a good question. So what we did here was basically take the existing products that come with ITM and Omegamon, and we're able to customize these views. So there's nothing unique or particular to Cognos here, except for when we invoke the Cognos administrator console from within side of the TEP.
Right.
You know, that's unique to Cognos. But, no, there's no unique agent here for Cognos. This is just with, you know, the products you would get when you purchase ITM and Omegamon.
So the new thing that you've done here then is integrated the administrative console into the TEP view.
Right, which was, easy enough to do. That was very simple. It's basically just kind of cutting and pasting a link to the administrative console into a workspace in the TEP.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And the additional thing that we did was, as Rocky indicated, is that we customized the views to the way Cognos is implemented. You
right.
could do the same thing for other applications and have, you know, basically a great application manager with Tivoli.
Yeah, okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, and once again, please press star 1 for any additional questions or comments. We have no additional questions at this time. Ms. Jackson, Mr. McMahon, I'd like to send the presentation back to you for any closing comments.
Just real quick, I think Mark brought up a good point. You know, this is, I'm not, and Ann, I don't think, because we're not in the business of, you know, creating workspaces, and this was just something simple that we took with existing, you know, technology with ITM and Omegamon, and we're able to create. It looks like it's almost a custom product for Cognos, but it was just basically us customizing existing products to give give you a view of a Cognos solution. And thanks for joining today.
With that, we'll conclude our IBM teleconference for today. Thank you again for your participation. Have a nice day.